You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, that's where I stop. To View from the Couch for Wednesday, June 8th. Yes, it is me once again. Sorry about last week. I'm new to this gig on my own, and it didn't happen last week. It was all a mess, and things didn't work. So, sorry that we missed a week there, or I missed a week, but I'm back again by my lonely self on my lonely couch. That's only half a couch. But anyway, we're hoping for Kent to be back one of these days soon. In the meantime, you have me. So just be happy you got anything, right? No, just kidding. Again, with the dancing, you're probably so tired of hearing about our lives. Yeah, I know. It's a sad thing, but because I'm on this side of the mic and you aren't, I get to talk about my life. Ha ha. Yeah, so dancing and dancing and more dancing. This is the last week of it. Lots of dress rehearsaling and performing and costumes and makeup and hair, and then it will be all over. So, this is the last time, I promise, that you have to hear about the dancing and how much time it takes out of our lives. But, you know, it's fun, and I enjoy it too. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be doing it. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else is going on with me and the fam. It's supposed to be a nice hot summer this year. I'm excited about that. Yes, you know how much I hate the weather in this part of the world. If you've listened to any of our shows in the past, you know I hate it. But I'm getting over it a little, you know? There's more to life than worrying and stressing about the weather. So I am moving on. I'm learning how to let go. Live and let live, or whatever. But it is supposed to be hotter this summer than normal, so I'm kind of excited about that. Who doesn't love a hot summer? Seriously. I'm happy about that. I really am. But anyway, I'm trying to think. Anything else? Connor's just kind of tagging along to all the dancing stuff. And he doesn't have a lot going on. His drama class ends really early. So, and we didn't put him in swimming this time around. So he's basically just spending a lot of time negotiating. He's the negotiator in this house. Okay, if I do this, can I play my DS? And if I do this, can I go on the computer? And how many times do I have to do this in order to get to play my video game on the Wii? And honestly, on and on and on. I'm so tired of the whole thing. He's exhausting with his negotiating. So I'll be glad when Emily's around to keep him occupied a little more. Because when she's so busy and he doesn't have anyone to play with, and yeah. So I'll be glad when she can keep him a little more entertained again. So I think it's time to move on. And so we're going to do a little couch entertainment news. So Spielberg has announced some Blu-ray versions of Jurassic Park films and Jaws are in the works. Likely Jurassic Park to be released late 2011 and Jaws sometime in 2012. So all you monster movie fans, I guess, should be happy about that. And if you're a Spielberg fan, that sounds like there's something to look forward to there. Late 2011 could mean Christmas, so, you know, maybe good present to put on the list there. So yeah, that's kind of exciting. And the last time I did the show alone, which was now 2 weeks ago, I was talking about The Tree of Life, this movie that's coming out this summer, and I got it all wrong. Got it all wrong. I'm saying that, I don't know, I didn't know what I was talking about, so just forget everything I said about it the last time around. And just let me say right now, Brad Pitt plays the father. Whatever I said before, scratch it out of your mind. He plays the father of these kids, but there is something about him. Honestly, that's all I know. So I'm going to leave it there before I say something else wrong and get it, have to do another addendum next week or whatever you call it. One thing I'm really excited about coming up this week, June 7th, actually. So last night, for those of you who, crap, you're going to miss it anyway. Well, maybe you already know, and if not, you'll have to catch a rerun sometime. But anyway, Modern Family is going to be on Inside the Actors Studio. So if you are a fan of Modern Family and or Inside the Actors Studio, this is going to be one to catch. I'm telling you, Modern Family rocks. It rocks! And Inside the Actors Studio rocks too. So there you go. Twice on the rocks. And, you know, everything's better on the rocks, apparently. What am I talking about? Oh, dear. It's late at night. It's not my time of day, and I get a little silly. Moving on. Something a little sad in entertainment news this week. Or last week. Randy Mariopoffo. Yeah, but you didn't know, don't have any idea who I'm talking about. Better known as Randy Macho Man Savage, was killed last week. I don't know, it was May 20th, so it's been a while, I guess, but it's just now hitting the news, apparently. He was killed in a car accident near Tampa, and he was only 58. But he hadn't really done a whole lot lately that I knew of, but I remember him in the 90s, or 80s. I don't know, maybe that's just because that's when I was the age to be into wrestling. Not that I was into it, but anyway, whatever. He's dead. So sad. Moving on. Super 8. Kent mentioned this movie way back, I don't know, a long time ago when we saw the little mystery trailer that they released. I don't know when that was. Way back in, let's see. When was that? I don't know. It was a while ago now. So anyway, we're learning a little more about it, but there's still a lot of mystery and secrets surrounding this. And nobody's really sure. There's going to be monsters or something on a train. And kids with a video camera. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. And I guess it's J.J. Abrams is the director. And so, you know, with, you know, he's got Alias and Lost and Fringe under his belt, so he's good at this mystery stuff. But basically, there's a quote here. He says about the, you know, how it's so mysterious and, you know, it comes with risks because then, you know, they've really built it up and it better deliver. But his quote is, it feels especially appropriate for a movie like Super 8, which isn't a sequel or based on a comic book superhero. When you're the little sapling among the redwoods of the summer movie season, you've got to use what you've got. So there you go. Quote from J.J. Abrams about Super 8. And I know of more than one person in this household who is interested in seeing what that movie ends up being about. So hopefully it delivers and is worth all of the hype that it's getting. Moving on in Couch Entertainment News, something else I noticed that's premiering this week, June 12th, at 9 p.m. on Oxygen, The Glee Project. Sounds kind of cool. 12 contestants competing for a 7-episode character arc on Glee's 3rd season. They have to be able to dance, sing, act, lip-sync, the whole package. Triple threaders. That's what they're looking for. Dancing act. The three big hits, you know. So anyway, I know my niece is going to be all over this. If you're listening out there, Tennille, I know you're going to be watching this one. If you like Glee and you are interested in the Glee TV show, you're probably going to love this. So, or if you're into reality TV, it's kind of a combination, I guess. So yeah, moving on. Oh, and back in the Super 8 movie, just one quick aside, I noticed that the actress in that is Elle Fanning, and I'm not sure if she's related to Dakota. I'm curious. Maybe she is. I don't know. She's blonde. Could be her sister. I'm not sure. So yes, X-Men First Class opened last weekend, doing big numbers by all accounts. And of course, other big movies at the theater the last while, Pirates of the Caribbean, Bridesmaids movie doing surprisingly well. I talked about that last time as one of the many wedding movies coming out this summer, but apparently that's the one to see. Thor also in the top five, and Fast Five, Priest, and probably those are the top big ones this last weekend. I might have missed one or two, but those are probably the big ones, and of course, until Harry Potter comes out, which I'm excited about. I don't even know the release date for that, but I'm going to be all over that one, I'm telling you. One last thing in entertainment news this week. This sounds kind of funny, and you can still catch this. Friday, June 10th on Spike TV. This is for the guys out there. These are the 2011 Guys' Choice Awards. Yes, men. Woohoo! So look for categories such as the Holy Grail of Hot, Hot and Funny, along with the Decade of Hotness Award, which is going to be given to Jennifer Aniston. Lucky her. Woohoo! I bet she's all excited about that one. So 9 to 11 p.m. this Friday. Block it off your calendars there, guys. Spike TV. Catch the Guys' Choice Awards and many hot categories. Therewith, if you will. I think that's it for Couch Entertainment News this week. So moving on to the Disney Vault. Yes, the Disney Vault is back. We have cracked open the door one more time. It's Disney Vault is our recurring feature about live-action Disney films from back in the 50s until more recent releases. And this week's feature, White Fang. Yes, your favorite and mine. Not so much. Yeah. Okay, my issue with animal movies, as always, is they're sad. They make me cry. I've said this before, I'll say it again. My siblings tortured me with animal movies when I was a kid because I would always cry. So, no different this time around. I cried. Not to say that that means I liked it, really. It's okay. Based on the novel White Fang by Jack London, directed by Randall Kleiser. It was starred Ethan Hawke. A very young Ethan Hawke. Came out in 91, so it's a few years old now. But basically, it's a boy, you know, it's my biggest beef with it was that the predictability. It's such a common story arc, right? Man meets dog slash girl slash, you know, adopted real parent or whatever. Not the right timing. Doesn't make contact, just makes initial sizzle across the room, or in this case across the tundra, if you will. Takes place in the north, if you aren't familiar with the story. So initial contact, just see each other across the tundra. Not the right time. Man number two comes across wild dog, captures and trains said dog, makes it a pet or helpmate. Man number three comes along and takes dog by villainous means and mistreats dog. Man number one, back to Ethan Hawke, comes across man number three mistreating dog and rescues said animal. And now they're together as they should have been from the beginning. And then, of course, he can't keep him, but he can, but he can't. So he lets it free, but it comes back, and then they're together. And honestly, seriously? Really? Okay. Not my favorite movie in the whole world, as you can tell. But the dog was cool. Interesting notes about the dog. It was a mixed wolf-dog breed, apparently. And the same one that was used in the movie... Shoot, what was that movie? I was told, and I've already forgotten, the thing. The thing. That was it. So if you saw The Thing back in 82, this was the same dog. If that means anything to you. Thanks. Yeah, so this was Ethan Hawke's fifth film. He was 21 when they made it. Actually, a fairly decent performance. He's a good actor, that Ethan Hawke. Even back then, he was a pretty good actor. So, you know, it probably, you know, there's those out there who, if you're an Ethan Hawke fan, maybe it's something you need to see if you haven't seen it as part of his body of work. The film received generally positive reviews, with a 71% favorable rating on the review aggregator on Rotten Tomatoes. Roger Ebert gave it 3 stars out of 4. He described it as a film that holds the natural world in wonder and awe. It did receive one award, the Genesis Award for Feature Film in the Family category, back in 93. Other stars in the cast: Susan Hogan, James Remar, Bill Moseley, Klaus Maria Brandauer, not sure how you say his name. Not really, you know, a stellar cast. I don't know if I've really heard of any of those people. But maybe you have, so that's why I mentioned them. It had a budget of $14 million and made approximately $34 million, $35 in that area. It was a Walt Disney movie, as you could tell, because it's in the Disney vault. Haha, gave it away. So that's about all I can say. It's the only other critique I have of it is the... It takes place in the north, and the story starts with they're taking this body to bury it on this guy's land. So one minute it's freezing cold and everybody's about to die of, because it's so cold, Arctic cold, and then the next minute they've dug a grave for this guy. And it's, yeah. I mean, if you know anything about what the ground is like in the winter, you're not going to be digging a grave. I'm sorry. So that kind of is irritating, because it was just, you know, one minute it was like, it looked like dead of winter, and the next minute it was like spring/summer. So, you know, they could have done a little more with the continuity of the seasons, I guess is what I'm saying. Maybe a nitpicky thing, but something I happened to notice. So that is Disney Vault for this week's show. And I think that's about it for the show. It's a shorter show, but with only half a coach, what can you do? So have yourselves a good week, and we will catch you next time. Thanks, and bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.